Oh, hey. Today we are diving into part one of the Christ-centered productivity series that I'm doing this month. This is a four-part series, and I'm going to give you step one of the Christ-centered productivity framework today. So when we walk through this, you will understand and see how this is going to help you uncover the idols in your life. Because guess what? Whatever is most important to you is going to get the most of your time. Let's be honest. So if you're ready to dive in, of course, I'm going to invite you to join me by purchasing the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub, which is now available for just $37. If that's not for you, it's all good. You can still listen to the episode and get massive value because this is good for anyone, no matter where you are in your journey to putting Jesus first. You ready? Let's do it.
Listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast, a place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
So let's start off with some definitions. Webster's Dictionary defines the word idolatry as the worship of idols or excessive devotion to or reverence for some person or thing. The first mention of idolatry in the Bible is actually in the book of Genesis, and this would be found in chapter 31, verse 19, where it says, "When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household gods." And of course, these are small things. We're not really talking about small things right now. We're not talking about objects necessarily. What you and I are talking through, or what I'm talking about today, is idolatry in terms of what we devote time to. So excessive devotion to would be the things that we spend time doing. When you think about your schedule, you start to really identify where your priorities are based on how much time you spend somewhere. Now, it might be that you don't intentionally spend as much time in one area as you do in another. However, for whatever reason, you have to ask yourself why one activity might get more time than another, for example. So if you prefer to hang out with your spouse over friends, you realize that they become more of a priority based on the amount of time you spend with them. And this is actually something that I remember a lot of people going through in college. I remember this being a thing where people did not like when their friends started dating someone because they hung out with the person they were dating more than they hung out with their friends. And to be honest, now that I'm married, I don't think that's a bad thing. But when you're in college and you're younger, there can be some tension there. And it really just shows that what that person is doing is prioritizing their partner more than they're prioritizing their group of friends. So let's apply that rule to our lives as Christian women. If you have 2 hours of unscheduled time, time that you can really put toward anything, and you choose to prioritize hanging out with a friend over watching TV, it would show because you are spending time with that friend over watching TV. Likewise, if you have children and you want to prioritize, let's just say, their education, you might choose to fill whatever gaps of time with educational activities for your kids over something that wouldn't contribute to improving their education. You get the picture, hopefully. Well, if you're not taking inventory of what you're doing with your time, you may very well be idling. In other words, wasting time, just doing nothing, right? Maybe scrolling on social media or watching TV, numbing yourself with Netflix. Or you might be diving into maybe work a little more than you need to because you're not wanting to deal with emotions or family stuff. I'm speaking from experience, okay? There are things that we do, and we might call those things good things, but we have to get in the habit. I really believe that we benefit from getting in the habit of taking inventory, assessing the heart behind the things we do, and understanding if that's where the Lord wants us, pursuing Him in prayer and asking, hey, is this honoring you? Is this me trying to make this something good, or is this actually something good for this season? So how do you do that? Through a schedule audit. If you live more reactively, you might not understand how much time it takes to do certain things and why you're not getting to the things that are important or that you say are important, that are priorities. So when you complete a schedule audit, what you're doing is taking inventory of your days. And this is a very practical way of implementing the ARC method that I talk about pretty frequently. If you're new here, there's a method that I use, created in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic. Shout out to everybody who got creative in the pandemic. And it's a three-step process, a three-step method I call the ARC method. The first step is to assess. The second step is to release. The third step is to create. A schedule audit would be the first step in the ARC method if you're thinking about practically adjusting your schedule to put Jesus first. So in the spirit of keeping this aligned with our Christ-centered productivity series, let's talk about what it looks like to actually assess your schedule, to audit your schedule so that you're identifying where you're spending your time and what is actually getting your devotion. Where are these little idols in your life? And why isn't Jesus getting as much time as other things? It might be that the season you're in is just busy. One of my clients right now, she can't do anything about it. She drives 1.5 hours one way, 1.5 hours the other way. She can't get around it. That's just the way that it is for the season that she's in. It's not going to last forever. It's not what she wants it to be, right? But it is a sacrifice that she's making because of her priorities. However, I have multiple clients who in the past, after completing a schedule audit, realize I take way more time to get ready than I thought, partly because I'm not moving with urgency, partly because I'm distracted, and partly because I'm not prepared. I have other clients who have found that they waste a lot of time because emotionally, that's how they deal with stress. They go and numb themselves with TV or social media or something else. But until you take the time to assess where you're at, you won't be able to identify those pitfalls, those productivity pitfalls, as I call them. With that said, the question you might have is, how do I do a schedule audit? Well, you simply take inventory of the days in a week. So let's say you take out 7 days. You could even do less, but I like 7 because you get a sense for what you do each day of the week, right? Each day might look different. You walk through your day and you document what you do at each time, how much time a particular activity takes. Now, I created a schedule audit template, and that template is found inside of the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub. This is a very, very effective tool that will help you to identify the areas of your day where maybe you're taking more time than you knew. Maybe you're taking less time than you knew, than you realized, right? Well, in this particular area of the hub, you get to identify where your time goes. And I have a template that includes 15-minute increments for mostly the entire day, except for times that normal people are sleeping. And I even started the day a little earlier for my early birds. When you complete this audit, it leads to the next step in this framework. And there are 4 templates that you would get when you purchase the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework Mini Hub. And guess what? It's only $37. You can buy a pair of pants that costs more than that at Old Navy. So are you going to buy a pair of pants at Old Navy this weekend? Or are you going to invest in yourself, identify where your time is going, identify how to track and categorize those daily tasks and activities that you're doing, which is part of the hub as well. Create a schedule that is simplified and broken into very specific time blocks, prioritizing Jesus and your priorities, and then using a goal tracker so that you can set SMART goals and learn how to schedule intentional time to work on your goals each week. You get all of that plus some extra stuff inside of the Christ-Centered Productivity Framework. And again, only $37, well worth the investment, especially if you find yourself asking yourself where the time has gone, or you wonder, am I ever going to have time for this? Or you say things like, I don't have time for this. You know, I don't have time to get in my Bible today. I don't have time to go out with a friend for coffee. I don't have time for exercise or eating healthier. It might be that you don't have time in this season, but if that's been the excuse for the last year, 2 years, 3 years, your whole life, it's time to do something about it. And for less than $40, I think it's a no-brainer that this could be the thing that catapults you into a new season of routines and rhythms that actually align with your priorities, help you understand how to get these things done, where to fit them in, and where your time is just getting sucked out of you. Okay, so I hope that this has been helpful. I pray, I really, really honestly have a desire for all of us, myself included, to continue to pursue the Lord in a way that allows us to not only grow because we're pursuing Him, but grow because we're fighting against the grain of the world in order to make Him first. Because everything is grabbing for our attention. Everything is trying to get us to focus on that thing, to do that thing. There are so many things that we could do in a day, right? I mean, if you work in your home, say you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a work-from-home woman, just being in your home office or sitting at your counter, you can look around and find 16 different things to do. And I promise, they probably all are a benefit to you. But the question is, are those things priorities? Are they good for you to do right now? Are they the things that are actually keeping you from doing the things that you should be doing? So all that said, I know that the Holy Spirit's going to lead you. And if you're ready, you can shoot me a note, erica@herrenewedstrength.com. We'll get you set up with the mini hub. If you're on my email list, you already got the links. So just check it out. And I will have a link in the show notes for you if you want to purchase right from the episode. So I hope to see you on the inside of the mini hub. And if not, I will see you on the next one. God bless.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.